Cleopatra's Legacy, The Enduring Struggle, Chapter 5, The Mentor's Challenge. Last time on Cleopatra's Struggle, leveraging the might of Mark Antony's military prowess and the strength of the Roman legions, Cleopatra faced the insurgent cultists of Apophis in a brutal clash. But it was not merely the physical might of Rome that secured their victory. Cleopatra, drawing on her growing understanding of the spiritual realm, devised a strategy to weaken Apophis. By cutting off his access to the pyramids with mirrors, she neutralized his dark power. This victory foreshadowed a great truth. The power of the spirit, when wielded with wisdom, always triumphs over the most ancient and malevolent forces. In the aftermath of the successful battle, Cleopatra went back to the mystery school seeking the instructor. He wasn't there. As the last light of the sun fades over the horizon, Cleopatra stands alone in the grand temple located adjacent to the mystery school. The scent of incense lingers in the air, and all is silent, save for the echo of gongs and chimes, the soft rustle of robes, the sound of footsteps breaks through her reverie. You've returned, she said, surprised yet calm at seeing her mentor, the instructor. And I see no lamb. The mentor nodded, listening intently. Always a voice of calm authority said, well, this time there is a lamb, and the lamb is you. I lead a flock, but in addition, sometimes a lamb is sacrificed, and that, in fact, well, it could be any of us. But where did you go? She persisted. I am always here, Cleopatra. It is you who must return to the path that has been set before you. Cleopatra tried to plead her case. I have fought hard for Egypt, for my people. That's my path. But with each victory, it feels hollow, as if I'm winning battles and yet losing the war. The true war that you fight is not one of swords or soldiers, but it is one of spirit. You cling to power, to earthly dominion. And yet, what has it brought you, Cleopatra? And the queen said, well, my kingdom remains intact, but I fear that that is all. Her mentor leaned forward. And what of the spirit of your people, and what of your own spirit, Cleopatra? There is a soft breeze that blows through the temple, a distant echo of whispers. Cleopatra, there is a greater battle, one that you have not yet faced. It is a battle for the soul of Egypt, and for all the world, for all who dwell within this world. And Cleopatra, determined yet uncertain, said, well, tell me what I must do then about this greater battle. And the mentor said, you must look beyond the power of this world. Power fades, Cleopatra. Kingdoms rise and they fall, but the spirit endures. It is time to prepare for a different kind of war. The mentor's words hang heavy in the air, a challenge to Cleopatra's very understanding of what it means to rule. As night falls, Cleopatra's mind drifts into a troubled sleep. Her rest is anything but peaceful. Whispering in her sleep, she says to herself, what is that soft, rhythmic pulse that's growing louder? There's a sudden crash. A vision unfolds, echoing as if in a vast chamber. A vision seizes Cleopatra's dreams, a vision of Egypt, but not as she knows it. The temples lie in ruins, their once proud columns shattered. The Nile runs dark, its life-giving waters choked with decay. And the vision of her long-haired, bearded mentor appears, his voice echoing distant. This is the fate of all kingdoms, the places of power that supposedly rule the world. The fate of Egypt, should you fail to see, this is the fate of it,
regardless of any true battle that you feel you might win or lose.
Cleopatra is desperate, gasping. No, this cannot be. The vision intensifies, and there's a chorus of anguished cries rising in the background. And then within the darkness, a figure emerges, a serpent vast and terrible, its scales shimmering with the hues of the abyss.
You cannot escape me, Cleopatra. I am eternal. I am the darkness that devours all.
Cleopatra, shaken and desperate, says, What are you?
I am the first. I am the last. I am the serpent who slithered into the garden, the rebel who defied the heavens. I am Apophis, and I will bring all to ruin.
Cleopatra woke with a start, screaming, No! Her gasps echo in the corridors of the palace. Cleopatra awakens, her heart pounding in her chest, the remnants of the vision burning in her mind. She now knows the true nature of her enemy. In the stillness of the temple, Cleopatra finds herself once more facing her mentor, his presence steady amidst the turmoil within her. Cleopatra, shaken yet resolute, says, The vision, it was more than a dream. Apophis, a Lucifer-type figure, they are one and the same.
Yes, and now you see the true enemy. The power you have fought for will not defeat him. Only the strength of the spirit can stand against such darkness.
And Cleopatra asked, Well, then what must I do? How can I stand against a force so ancient and so vast?
You're already doing it. You're preparing, Cleopatra. You must deepen your studies even more. Immerse yourself in the wisdom of the ancients.
Understand that your true power lies not in your throne, but in your soul. You are not merely a queen. You are a mother to Egypt, a mother to this world, a guardian like Amunet of the world's spirit. Cleopatra, resolute and determined, says, Well, I will do as you say. I will guide Egypt not with power, but with wisdom. I will prepare for the battle that lies ahead. And the mentor said, Well, the path is before you. Walk it with courage, and you will find that you are not alone in this fight. As the mentor fades into the shadows, Cleopatra is left alone, but no longer afraid. She knows what she must do. The path ahead is uncertain, but she is ready to walk it with courage and with faith. And so begins Cleopatra's journey down a new path, one that will lead her not just to a battle for her kingdom, but for the very soul of Egypt and the world at large.